Talking now on our coaches show with West Hancock head boys basketball coach Jay Hiscox. And coach, let's talk first about the preseason and getting ready for the season. How'd your team get ready? Of course, another late start, but that's a good thing, as we always talk about. So let's talk about the preseason, coach.
Yeah, late start, but like you alluded to, always a good thing when your multi-sport athletes can have success in other sports. And of course, we've got a really good football program, as always, and Coach Sanger does a great job with the guys. So, we only had four or five kids start when practice officially started, some younger guys, and then Evan Henders and Caden Harley, who are making a big impact for us on the varsity level. So we did a lot of shooting and just some walkthrough stuff while the football team was finishing up their season. And this summer we did a lot of played in a lot of games, went to a few different shootouts, and then ended the summer with a team camp down in Cedar Rapids and played, I believe it was 13 or 14 games down there. So we're able to get a lot of games in this summer and excited about the group that we have for this year.
Coach, obviously you have your first few games already here in the books, and just kind of a blazing start, though, once you guys did get going. You did have your Lake Mills game moved, and so it's kind of just game after game.
Yeah, it was probably not the schedule a coach would draw up with getting a late start to the season with a lot of key guys, but it is what it is. And we're definitely a battle-tested team. We played Eagle Grove is going to surprise some people this year. They've got a nice squad, but we played four really, really tough opponents, with three of them being on the road in a short time frame. A lot of positives out of each game. Obviously, we would like our record to be flipped around a little bit, but it is what it is, and it'll only help us as we move forward in the season.
Yeah, a lot of really good teams in the conference this year, and we'll touch with that before we close today about how everybody really in the conference, I think, is right there. And you guys found that out right away against Eagle Grove, 57-41. Your team was able to come out on top. What was the difference in that game?
I think it was us, our depth and us pushing the pace offensively, trying to get the game into an up-tempo game, and then our defense leading to our offense. That was the key there with that one. I thought our length kind of bothered them a little bit. We've got a lot of really good athletes we can throw at them. But Eagle Grove, like I said, they're going to be a much improved team over last year. I was able to go down and watch them live play Clarion as they opened the season with a nice win down in Clarion. But they've got three really good players that have played a lot of varsity basketball, and the Morris brothers. And then, of course, Drake Canavan. He's probably one of the most talented offensive players in our conference, big left-handed junior, I believe. And they're going to be a really nice squad, and I fully expect them to make an impact in the conference race. Whether or not they finish towards the top of the conference is to be seen, but I wouldn't be surprised to see them knock off some contenders, especially down in their home gym.
And that one, Coach, you guys got at your own place, but then, as you mentioned, after that, on the road at Estherville-Lincoln Central, a really good Estherville-Lincoln Central team there out of the Lakes Conference, 66-47. They just got out to an early start. The rest of the game was pretty even, but a 10-point lead in the first quarter, that kind of sunk you.
Yeah, we didn't shoot it real well in that game. Overall in that game, Ryland was really good. He's had a double-double in every game. He had 13 points, 13 rebounds. Red Iceman had 11. Mitchell Smith had 10. But Estherville-Lincoln Central is a terrific team. They've got one of the best players in the state, Owen Larson, who's just a junior point guard committed to South Dakota State. Super talented guy. Of course, our scouting report had him in big, bold letters, and I thought what he did in that game is he did a really good job. Even, you know, he scored 25 against us, I believe, but he had scored 41 the game prior against Algona. But he did a really good job of finding teammates and really getting them involved, and then they were even harder to guard once those other guys got involved and started making shots. But we just couldn't really find a flow or rhythm offensively, especially in that first half. The second half, we tweaked some things at halftime, talked about our spacing, mostly on offense. We thought it was poor in the first half, and played even with them in the second half, and played some decent basketball in the second half. But credit to Estherville-Lincoln Central. Coach Grohlke has got a really good squad again over there this year, and Owen Larson is he's one of the best in the state for a reason. He's super talented, and he's a tough one to stop.
Yeah, showed that against you guys. You mentioned all the points. Also had 11 rebounds, and he was 4 assists off a triple-double that night.
Yeah.
With 6 assists in that game as well. Your next contest then was against Garner Hayfield Ventura, and of course the rivalry between you guys, and it comes down to the end, 50-49. You guys lose by 1. You guys had a shot there at the end, just doesn't go.
Yep, Red Iceman came up with a loose ball there at the end, and about a half foot off on a three-quarter court heave from where I was standing. That shot was kind of in slow motion. I thought, oh my gosh, this might go in, but. A terrific effort by our kids, again on the road against a really, really good basketball team. Coach Young's got a good squad again this year, led by Drew Britson and Braden Banky and Mason Graham. I thought our kids gave a great effort to come back in that game. It was tied at the half, I believe, and then Gardner came out in the third quarter, kind of punched us in the mouth, hit a few shots. They got it up to, I want to say, 12. For a lead, but we were able to battle back thanks to some big shots. Again, Rylan with the double-double, 16 points, 11 rebounds. Caden Harley, who's been a great story for us as a senior this year, had 13 points in that one. Then Red Iceman had 7 points and 5 assists, did a good job from the point guard spot. But it was just a matter of we didn't take advantage of a couple opportunities late in that game that could have put us up a possession or two. And then GHB, on the other hand, they did take advantage of a couple opportunities, and that was kind of the difference in that ball game. But again, two evenly matched teams, they were able to get us by a point over at their place, and I'm sure we'll talk about it later. But this conference is going to be—it's going to be a meat grinder of a conference this year, between I think probably 6 to 7 teams vying for the top spot.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no doubt in my mind that it's going to come down to just a couple of games may swing it here and there, but a lot of really good teams. You saw another one in your rescheduled game that was almost rescheduled again. It's crazy how this Iowa weather is affecting things, but you were able to get in your game on Thursday night with the Lake Mills Bulldogs at Lake Mills, which is always a tough place to play in. Gets loud, gets warm inside that gym. Your team reined in the three-pointers early in that game, and you took a nice little lead into halftime, though. Lake Mills kind of flexed their muscles and were able to fight back to outscore you in the second half to win 64-57.
Yeah, I believe we made 8 threes in the first half, and that's great. I think it might have been fool's gold for us because we kind of fell in love with the three and kind of went cold in the second half. And Coach Menke, as always, well-coached team, super talented team. I know they lost quite a bit from the last few years, but the Stensrud kid is going to be a major, major factor this year for them. Denton Kingland was terrific. Last night, I believe he had 29, and then they add the younger Bacon, Caleb's younger brother, and Lance Helming is a good player. They've got a lot of nice players around Kingland. Eli Mankey's a good shooter on the outside. They're long. They're the defending champs for a reason, and we just couldn't stop that run. It was kind of two trains passing in the night. We just couldn't get that run stopped and get that key basket that we needed to stop that run. But, again, a terrific effort on the road. Kind of sound like a broken record, but, you know, I don't know if a team in our conference has had a harder three-game stretch than we've had going to ELC, to Garner, and then to Lake Mills 3 games in a row. But we'll grow from it. We'll be a better basketball team because of the experiences that we've had. I thought last night Rhett really asserted himself. I think he's going to be one of the top point guards in the conference. He had 14 points and 4 assists. Rylan Barnes, again, 12 points, 10 rebounds. Evan Henders got it going, shooting from three-point range. He was 4 of 5 from the three-point line, finished with 12 points, and Mitchell Smith chipped in 10. So we've got a lot of different guys that can put the ball in the basket. We've just got to avoid those offensive lulls where you go 2 or 3 minutes and can't get up a quality shot or can't get a bucket or maybe get yourself to the free throw line. I thought that was kind of the difference in last night's game towards the end there. But, again, credit to Coach Menke and his squad. They stayed the course. I know that was their second big comeback win in a row. I think they were down double digits against Bishop Garrigan a couple nights before, and they were able to come back and get that victory as well. So credit to them, and hopefully we can improve things and maybe get them the second time around.
Yeah, Lake Mills down 14 points to Bishop Garrigan. You mentioned Denton Kingland had 29 against you guys. That's a new career high hit for him. So just a lot of really good basketball. And so the teams that you've seen already, Lake Mills, Gunner, Hayfield, Ventura, Eagle Grove, yourself, those are four really good basketball teams. Obviously, Bishop Garrigan played really good with Lake Mills, so add them in for five. I've had a chance to see North Union, and they're good this year. They've got a lot of shooters, plus you add in their two kids down low at 6'4" and 5'11" or whatever he is, 6 foot, and then they're going to be really good. And, of course, Forest City, you know, obviously Forest City trying to find themselves right now, but a team that's for 40 years has been in the top three in the conference, and so I think you got to keep them somewhere in the mix.
Yeah, you nailed it. I think it's going to be those six teams. I talked to our kids before the season. I really think it's going to come down to, and like Forest City, for example, Coach Rozacker is going to get them right. They played a tough schedule, too, to open things up. They were at North Union and hosted a good GHV squad, and they've got a lot of new parts coming in, but Coach Rozacker will get them right. They'll be a tough team to beat. But like I told our kids before the season, I really think it's going to come down to those six teams, whoever can hold court at home in their conference games and then go out and steal a couple on the road are going to be the teams that are at an advantage. And then that's not to knock Belmont Clemmy, Eagle Grove, North Iowa. They all bring back a ton of kids. Eagle Grove brings back those three guys that I talked about. Belmont Clemmy pretty much brings back their whole team from last year. Ty Franklin is one of the most talented guards in the conference, and then North Iowa has got four guys that played a lot of basketball last year for them, and they've got a tough gym to play in too. So there's no game where any team's going to just be able to say, hey, we're just going to roll out the balls and our team's better than the other team. We don't have to be prepared or anything like that. It's going to be a grind every single night, home and away. There's a lot of experience back, and even the teams that don't bring a lot back, they have some really nice pieces coming up. I especially think like Lake Mills, you know, they graduated a ton of guys, but Kingland's a really nice piece to build around, and Stensrud is going to be, he's basically almost a left-handed version of Wyatt Helming. It's kind of how I observe him. So it's going to be a heck of a race in the conference this year, and it's one of those things where if you are on a losing streak like we're on right now, you got to be able to move on to the next game quickly, and stay prepared and stay ready, knowing that there's going to be plenty of opportunities to pick up wins. But you better be ready night in and night out.
Coach, as always, great to talk with you. We'll wish the Eagles the best of luck over the next couple of weeks. We'll see you in just a few days when you come to Forest City.
All right, perfect. Thanks, Darren.
That's West Hancock head boys basketball coach Jay Hiscox.